following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome. We are back. It's another episode of...
My Mate Bought a Toaster.
That's the voice of Samantha Baines. My name's Tom Price. And today's guest, fresh from a train from Manchester that went slowly, Adam Hester.
Slowly.
Did it.
Yeah, their man said, we're going to... he said noon. I've not heard anyone say noon in ages.
Noon.
He said at noon, there's a blanket speed restriction. And I was like, blank? How big's this blanket? Every train in the country, everyone's got to slow down at noon. As if it was like a respect for like a train that died a few years ago. It was very weird. So then we slowed down. I feel like I've bored the audience already.
No.
It's because of heat, isn't it? I feel like noon is something people only say when they can't work out the 12-hour clock.
It's tricky, isn't it?
Stop judging people who use the word noon.
Sorry, did you say some people who can't work out the 12-hour clock?
Yeah, because the 24-hour clock is more straightforward.
This is a good point.
Because the 00 is midnight and 12 is midday. But if you go on a 12-hour clock, as in AM and PM...
Yeah.
So if it's 12 AM... Is that lunchtime? No, 12 p.m. is lunchtime, isn't it? 12 a.m. is...
This is one of the life's great questions.
Yeah. This is why people say noon.
Science will never work it out.
That's the end of the podcast. Thanks for coming down.
Adam Hess,
brilliant comedian. That was so great. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
So welcome to My Mate Bought a Toaster, Adam. You have handed us the password to your Amazon account.
Thank you. This account.
Yes.
My decoy account.
It must be said, before we started recording, you announced that you hadn't had any time to A, research what you've bought, or B, delete things,
Which
is great news for me.
Yeah, I could be lying, but I mean, everyone could be lying always, but no, I know what I've bought in the last couple of months.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not interesting, is it?
Well, you clearly haven't been deleting things, because if we go to September 2012, which is when you bought your first item, 2012, quite recently.
Oh, wow.
September 2012. You bought the Xylo Green Silicon cover for the HTC Desire HD mobile phone.
What a boring thing to find. So, a phone cover.
99p.
99p for a phone cover?
Yeah.
Oh, Adam. I mean, am I meant to explain my thought process behind this?
Tell us about the Adam Hess who needed that phone cover. What was he doing?
Also, it's bright green. It's quite a strong choice.
You've covered your phone in bogey.
Not for me back then. That was quite chilled for my vibe back then.
Oh, wow.
I remember the phone case. Well, weirdly, this is already quite emotional for me. So at the time I worked in Boots. And my outfit was red, so that clashed.
As in the chemist, or as in you'd go to work wearing boots?
Genuinely the chemist.
Okay.
My job was to sell exclusively toothbrushes. So I was the Colgate man.
Oh, wow.
And my only solace, because no one needs to speak to... Everywhere I go for a job, people don't talk to me. Like, it's a very weird thing. I remember... So my only solace was my phone. I mean, this isn't really related to the phone cover.
Let's see your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty good.
I'd buy toothpaste off.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you'd come in, because I didn't sell a single toothpaste toothbrush most days. But what was funny was like loads of like dentists would come in and just like browse everything and then like grill me on some of the toothbrushes that they were selling in Boots. Like, you think this is good? This is shit. I'm a dentist, genuinely.
Like Crocodile Dundee style.
Yeah, that's
not a toothbrush.
You know, Boots was weird. There was no one used to speak to me. In pretty much any job, most jobs I've ever had, after about 2 months, all like clockwork, after 2 months, me like being quiet, not really having any friends, someone in the break room would always say, "You're all right, actually." I was like, "What? What? I know, I'm fine, all right."
I've had exactly this.
Yeah.
You start a job, and for a while, there's nothing happening.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they go, and there's a surprise in their voice. They're like, "Actually, quite like you," and you're like, I've been like this the whole time.
I've been really.
Both need to work on your people skills.
Well, I don't think
no one ever said that to me.
No, but you've got a very friendly face.
You have
the opposite, Samantha Baines, of a resting bitch face. I don't know what the opposite is. You have a resting friendly face.
The angle you've taken this. No one has ever told me I'm all right, actually. Therefore, I'm great.
So, people tell me that I'm great on first meeting.
Well, this is fair enough.
And then I peter out, and then they're like, then they stop talking.
What was so funny? I think. when I worked there, I was very sad that it took ages for them to think I was okay because I would overhear what they would say in the break room. I remember one... Once, I'm very excited now. Once I overheard, while talking about... on the front page of a newspaper, was something about Heather Mills had just gotten £4 million in a divorce thing and she wasn't happy with it. It wasn't enough. And all their front pages were going, oh, she's not happy with £4 million. And one woman said, how can you not be happy with £4 million? So these were people cooler than me, apparently.
Right.
One girl said, how can you not be happy with £4 million? You can buy anything with £4 million. You can buy an airport. So you can go on holiday whenever you want. And I was like, what is happening in your head? And on another occasion, I didn't mishear this. I heard a younger girl, maybe about 19, say to an older woman, do you want apple? And the older woman said, you mean an apple? And the younger girl went, what? And those people were considered better than me. And I didn't last long.
Can we just revisit the £4 million airport?
I love that.
Most about that? Because what bothers me most is that she thinks airports only cost £4 million.
That's one.
You could probably get an airstrip. You could probably get land and put some tarmac down. But that's not a terminus.
You can't buy Heathrow Airport for £4 million.
So do you think an airport, is just land? Is that what you think it is?
For me, an airport is what you make it, Adam. I've always said that. If you go up to anywhere, like somewhere, say the Cotswolds, you find a nice flat bit of land.
Yeah.
And you put an... Listen, I have been to Anglesey International Airport, right? From where one flight comes every day. It goes from Anglesey to Cardiff every single day. That's the only flight. And it is, let me just tell you, it is an RAF base and it is an outhouse and a road.
End. I'm going to stop you there.
Also, planes cost a lot.
There we go. Yeah, so this is what I'm trying to get at. Tom, what point were you making there? True. Maybe she just had played a lot of Monopoly and thought just everything, you just buy it for a flat fee and it's just there. Like
she
the waterworks, 200 quid.
She must
there
think the
go.
Owner of Heathrow is making a fortune.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So can we just hear a little bit more, please, about the Adam Hess who sold toothbrushes in 2012?
Well, I was... I had a lot of jobs back then. I'm going to say I was a polymath. I used to work for Boots, Currys, selling exclusively robotic vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
And there's another thing, medical trials. I did a medical trial that year
as
well.
Did you actually do a medical trial?
Yeah.
What happened to you? Balls swell up? Come on, your balls swell up. Your neck got fat.
No. I should have something funny to say about it, but I don't think I do.
Did you get much money?
I did two. The first one I did, I got $3,000.
What?
For, mate. Don't look at me. Look, for the benefit of the tape, he just stripped his clothes off.
No, I'm just heading out to do one. That's incredible.
That was $3,000 for 2 weeks. There was a contract, which I didn't read. And so at one point, on the first day, when they were like, right, guys, time to get the flu. And I was like, I beg your fuck.
Wow.
But they give you the flu, then they cure it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So no, I had a lot of jobs. But I mean, what's sad is I know I'm on a... sort of entertainment unit at the moment. I should try and be entertaining, but I was so sad while working for these.
The sadness of your life is entertaining.
It is, isn't
that's
it?
What you have to realise. And also the fact that you were earning all that money taking pills and you spent only 99p on a phone cover.
Just to put that into perspective, from the phone cover 99p to the owning an airport for £4 million to the getting a trial and getting paid £1,500. I just wanted to be clear about how much airplanes cost. So the Learjet 45 and the Learjet 75, which seat up to 8 passengers.
Okay, let me guess. She said it's £4 million for an airport, so it's got to be based on that. £150,000.
okay. I think Learjet. What model of Learjet was this, sorry?
The 75 is the updated model.
Okay, the 75.
Oh, the newer one, is it? Oh, hang on. In that case, I might go a bit
higher. Okay, I would say it would cost... in dollars? Mm. Is this dollars?
Yeah, dollars.
$16 million.
What?
$13 million.
$13 million.
Yeah. God, I'm good.
For the updated Learjet 75. The Learjet 45 you can get for $2 to $3 million.
Wow. Yeah.
Tom, can I just say, you have lost touch with whatever reality Learjets are in.
Well, what is it? All it is an engine with some wings. How is that different to my Corsa? When you think about it, you've taken the wings of my car.
Taken
the wing mirrors, you made them a bit bigger. I'm happy to shell out on some more metal.
Oh, but
for the
mate,
wings.
They've got the seats recline all the way.
Your Corsa can't survive off-road. This can plane survive at an altitude?
Wait, how much is the cheapest plane? Let's do the Samantha Bain's Googling skills. She's very good at Googling. So
thank you very much.
Yeah. Go on, cheap planes. Actually, you're just going to get those cheap flights.
Yeah, I've just got cheap
flights. I went hot air balloon last year, guys.
That's quite a cheap plane.
I went hot air balloon. Yeah. And it was with my then daughter.
Oh, and she's now my wife.
No, my then girlfriend. And like, when you go on hot air balloon, I thought, because I booked it for a birthday thing, I thought it was just us and the captain. Have you been on one?
No, there's loads of you.
There were 16 people.
In a basket.
Wow. In a basket. And you're all given your own little section, which is very restrictive. I mean, I'm glad that we weren't allowed to mingle.
Were you, proposing or something?
There was a couple of propositions up there.
It'd be very awkward if someone's up there and say no, because you're up there for a while.
Well, I felt quite funny. I thought it would be really funny. This is just a thought. This didn't happen. To be that close to a proposal, and even weirder than the other person saying no, I thought the funniest thing would be if the other one said, we're already engaged. I thought that was quite funny. But what was quite weird is you're in a really, it's quite a visceral experience for the first time being in a hot air balloon.
Floating, there's no real engine above you.
Very, very non-intuitive having silence and nothing beneath you. Mm. But what's weird is it's quite an emotional thing. But you're surrounded
Share
by
it with
strangers.
This. Podcasting is what we do.
You're surrounded by strangers, yeah. So you don't want to emote too much because it's just weird. So you and your partner just go, gosh, it's really cool, isn't it? And but what's weird
is
the Google Maps, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't
the captain didn't know.
The captain.
I call him the captain.
Okay.
I call him the captain, and he didn't really. I don't know what I was expecting from him. Like what I was expecting him to point out to me. Oh, those are the South Downs. This is how rocks are made. Mm. The only thing he pointed out to me was Rowan Atkinson's house. That's Rowan Atkinson's house, and that was it. And then when we landed, I think you may already know this through the ether about hot air balloon journeys. As we landed, he made us all help pack away the balloon.
Oh.
And I was fuming. Everyone was like, I don't know if you've seen hot air bees. They are enormous. We had to help roll it up and put it in, I'm going to say, the biggest bag I've ever seen.
You know what I'd have done? Taken a knife and just slit a big hole inside of it.
Thomas!
Yeah, up your never. Bum. Up your bum neck. I want to be the last person
that
to use this balloon.
Bitter.
It's ridiculous. I don't want to fold up another man's balloon.
I was very not happy with
that. So they're
not
like condoms. They're not one-use-only balloons.
They are like condoms in certain ways, but no, they are not. They are not one-use.
Got the cheapest plane. This person bought a plane. It was the 1964 Skylane. Bought earlier this year for $20,000.
My mate bought a plane.
My mate bought a plane. $20,000.
See, 20 grand.
20 US dollars?
Does it work? We don't even know. But
wow. Okay, so can I now say,
okay,
I've got £4 million. I'm going to buy some land in Oxfordshire. Okay. I could get much cheaper land in Oxfordshire, but I'm choosing to go there because it's got good links, good transport.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to buy a 20 grand plane and I'm going to drive there in my Corsa and I'm going to fucking fly away. Thank you.
You might die.
Okay.
Yeah,
I might die.
Fair enough.
But I've still
I stand corrected.
I've got change for my £4 million and I'm not working in boots.
Fair enough.
So it's winning on every single front. So that was 2012. And then you go quiet on Amazon for quite a while, Adam.
Big time. Why the old sabbatical.
Prison?
Not prison. That phone cover, it really fulfilled all of my needs. When you got a phone that you know is safe.
Yeah. Bright green.
Very green.
And then we go into 2015.
Ah, 2015.
Yeah, you get
quite a year for retail.
When did you start doing stunt? You were doing stunt by this stage, weren't you?
2011, I started.
All right, so you were 4 years in. Things are obviously going well because you bought four items on Amazon, so you're making big dollar.
Oh, big time, yeah.
And whoa!
You spent £67. So that's like a closing gig in Bath on a Tuesday night, that is. The Homedix SBM 189H GB Shiatsu Full Back Massage Cushion.
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I wish I could explain something funny. This isn't good enough.
Total massage coverage.
It's not for me. It was once again
muscles.
Not for me.
Oh, it's in December. Present. It's in December.
It's December. Come on, read between the lines.
Provides
buddy.
Comfort for overworked backs.
Who do you know who's got an overworked back? Who you
I don't
love?
Know anyone, but I just think if you buy something that looks, it's a bit weird. It looks like thought's been into it. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
So hang on, who did you buy it for?
Mother. She's got a very long back.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got quite a tall back. My mum.
Right.
It goes feet. Shin,
yeah, feet,
back,
shin.
Back, head.
Was she drawn by a toddler? Because that is how
but
toddlers.
She's a normal height. She's the normal height. But right. When you got that much back, you think that needs help. Some you never know. It's doing a lot of work. But I got my mum a back hot cooker? Back cooker.
A back, yeah, that's right. You're cooking. It's a full back massage. Is that because you wouldn't, would you want to, here's a question for both of you, Sam and Adam, would you want to give your own mother a back massage?
I don't want to give anyone a massage.
Like with my own hands?
With your own hands. Does that cross a line in life? Because it's not, obviously it's not.
Sorry, with my own hands.
No, well, I thought you meant like with like buy her a massage from a masseuse.
Well, no, this is quite.
Or this.
No, no, you would do it yourself. Your mum would be lying there.
No,
and like,
no,
right,
I wouldn't do
no,
that.
No, no, no. I do not enjoy giving pleasure. I mean, massages.
I don't really enjoy pleasure. I don't have a sort of.
I don't like. I mean, you can't look anyone in the eye if you're giving them a massage. Unless you're like massaging their, well, I don't know,
depends.
Their sternum.
Or breasts.
No.
But I don't. No. What time does this podcast go out?
Don't know. It's broadcast after 9. It's fine.
Oh, that's good.
Belly button massage.
On this massaging, I can't receive a massage. I've had one massage in my life. Yeah, I can't
do
it.
I love a massage.
I can't bear someone touching me.
I have actually kneaded my mum's neck when she had neck pain. But she had all her clothes on.
Right, okay, fine. Thanks for completing that image of the Bane's mother and daughter.
Kneaded a neck. Yeah. That sounds nice.
She was in pain.
Adam, have you ever had a back massage?
I have had a couple of massages. Like, I remember it was quite a big day in my life receiving my first official massage, where it was the longest I'd gone in a while without. I didn't believe that I would not want my headphones in. I was like, I need data constantly going into my skull, and I didn't believe I'd be able to just. Be with zero stimulus, just lying there.
Because you'd explode, you'd fall into the abyss.
Yeah, I would like, well, where...
There is music, normally.
I cannot stand music. I find it gets in the way, and it's I'm like, unless it's research, unless I'm researching music, I'm like, I don't understand this.
Wow. You don't have any music in your life?
I do, there's a specific type of music that I like, and it's if I want to completely kind of switch off.
Yeah. What is that type of music you like? Lighthouse Family?
So at the moment, sometimes music helps me think of things. But at the moment, I'm listening to a lot of 90s television themes.
Wow.
So I've got a playlist on my phone. So just quickly...
Please. No, play away. Absolutely.
Okay,
fine.
So now when I walk, I listen to library, themes. Where's themes? So I go themes... And I just press play.
Wow.
Hang on, don't say... is it going live? No.
This is Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, okay, go on, keep going.
Next one would be... And then... What's this? The next... Oh!
Oh!
Animal Hospital.
Animal Hospital.
I thought it was Trisha. Go on. Now it's time for your host. It's Rat Catchphrase.
Mate, chill the F.O.
What is it?
Play your cards up.
Oh my God, I've not got any of these
Mate,
right.
This is sad. I mean, this one should be easy for you. So that is genuinely a supermarket sweep.
Yeah.
So I listen to that at the moment, just to relax.
This is incredible. So you go around in your day-to-day life at the moment listening to 90s TV theme tunes. That's something you do.
Yeah, to try and... remind myself what it was like to watch them and what it made you feel and how that differs from what you would get from watching a game show today. So what that sound is trying to instill in you versus, bearing in mind, fucking The Apprentice, what the music is for that. That doesn't want you to be happy. It's tension. Whereas all of that was saxophone. It was great.
Wow.
So I listened to, at the moment I'm listening to that, but normally it would just be so one song that I consider so perfect to me, it's White Noise, is I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
I want it that way. How is that?
That's good.
Has that ruined that song for you forever now?
No.
Hi, I'm Julia Rayside, and I'd like to invite you aboard my podcast. Always There is the only podcast to navigate through every single episode in order of the 1980s seafaring soap opera, Howard's Way. You don't have to love Howard's Way or even remember it. We're going to talk about it anyway because I think it's brilliant.
Somebody's nicked my bloody boat!
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Let's move on to October 2015. You spent 254 big ones. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Wow, okay.
That's a fifth of an airport, roughly, on the iRobot Roomba 620 vacuum cleaning robot.
No!
Adam Hess.
Oh! Okay, what happened there was, you know, I said I used to work selling vacuum cleaners, selling...
You fell for your own produce.
So what I did was I worked for Curry selling exclusively robotic vacuum cleaners. Mm-hmm. And I really hated the job because it was just a bit boring. And I vowed that one day when I found my feet, I would own one of these. Generally, it's so sad. I completely forgot about that. Yeah, it's like, imagine like working in like... country club as the rag boy, and you go, one day I will be the master of this. That is how low my expectations of my life have been, that one day when I have £250 I'll buy a vacuum cleaner.
So you could be living in a tent under a bridge in a sort of homeless commune, as long as you've got a robot vacuum cleaner.
You didn't even need it.
I didn't.
You got a bargain though, because now it's £790.
What? Yeah. Can we have some reviews, please? Over to Review Corner, Samantha Baines. What have we got coming in here?
We've got mostly 4.2 out of 5 stars.
That's pretty good. That's better than this podcast. 141
reviews.
Wow.
Better than expected after reading some reviews. Does everything I hope for and more. Brilliant piece of kit. Wow. Switch it on when we go out. Come home to a clean floor.
That's amazing. That's really cool. It does feel dangerously autonomous, though, doesn't it, when you leave a robot to clean your house when you go out? That's quite... We're nearly at Terminator, aren't we?
It doesn't really do. It's all right.
It can't go upstairs. It's Dalek, isn't it? It can't go upstairs.
And people used to rev... Customers would revel in saying, that doesn't do stairs. And I was like, all right, wait, you're trying to make me feel bad. I didn't invent this. I didn't invent this and not know about stairs. Yeah. So that was my way of thinking I had triumphed over... the workplace by buying a vacuum cleaner, which I nigh on never used.
Wow.
There's a 1-star review. It says, waste of money, useless. It doesn't go back to the dock by itself, even with my help.
My help.
I love the idea of them just being like, come on,
come on! Oh, that's so
you can
sweet.
Do it.
2016, you start to use Amazon a lot more, right?
Big time.
And you have bought on the 21st of June 2016.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if that's a few days, maybe a few days after the referendum result came in or before. Anyway, you bought some.
So loaded. That's so.
So
funny.
Loaded. Well, you've bought some garden scissors. Someone's getting ready for a hard Brexit right there.
Throw off the scent. But I bought some garden scissors. I lived in a house with another guy. We had a garden, which came with the house. Very, very convenient.
They do that.
And I remember, after a month, I said to my housemate, should we hire a gardener? And he said, nah, we'll just do it when we leave. And I was like, all right, how long do you think we're going to live here? And he went, a couple of years. Just do it the day before we leave. I was like, all right. Now, I've never had a garden. I've never been in charge of gardenery.
It's a sign of being a proper adult.
So, yeah, and I didn't need to know much about gardens because I don't go outside, especially backwards. That's what a garden is, going outside the wrong way. And I was like, well, what were you doing there? Mm-hmm. And then after 6 months of living in this house, I looked outside and I have never... ever seen grass in fact or fiction, even in 28 days later, this long. I've never seen it this long, and it was getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
and I was like, I don't know what to do. And I knew I wasn't in a place in my life where I thought I could handle a lawnmower, so I thought I'll buy scissors and I'll do it like that. I tried to cut the entire lawn. Now, we're talking a few acres here,
someone's doing all right.
With these scissors, and it was, I can't. And my housemate didn't at any here. Ah, I'm angry now. He refused to help because he said, you're wasting your time. We should just get a gardener when we move out. And I was like, it's months of work. It's already months of work.
Yeah.
If we're gonna be here for years, he was. We've been there for 6 months. And then, so it was in my job for the next few years, just trying to play catch up.
Yeah.
On this quite large, not 2 acres, caller, but big garden.
Plenty of garden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I found bones in there. I found bones. Like, of animals I've never even heard of.
Wow, did you put them back together? Were
together?
They... Well, yeah, you know.
You put them... I didn't say anything. Why are you
inferring? If you get bones, you want to sort of like a jigsaw, because often bones have spread apart.
Nah, because then I do it wrong, then I like imagine the wrong animal. Mm. I put a leg next to a dick bone, and I think, oh, there was a walking dick.
Well, that's just foxes eating stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
I'd like to think so. Yeah.
So what I love about this, Adam, is that you have bought some lawn scissors in June.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've tried that experiment with your flatmate sitting there going, nah, just wait till we leave.
For a full month.
And also, that flatmate, I should have mentioned, Alan Titchmarsh. Genuinely. Really shocked. And he's all mouth. By him.
He's all mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
6th of July.
He's all tits.
You bought some soft grip wave edged hedge shears. So you've stepped up the fight
against
the grass.
What is a hedge shear? Is that a small one?
A hedge shear is. No, it's like it's one of those. Look, it's like
a
big.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Imagine scissors, but much bigger.
Yeah.
So at this point, are you still cutting the grass or are you just killing your housemate?
That was ivy, I remember. It was. Oh. I was about to say I can't begin to explain. I'm going to.
Yeah.
It was just. I've never used the word tumultuous in public before. And I think I'm about to.
This is the form.
It was just ridiculous. It was scary. It was the lawn. And also, the lawn was done. The lawn was ruined at this point because it hadn't seen sunlight in 6 months. Yeah. And I thought, what do I do? Do I move? And I thought, what is? And I was Googling what is the price for being like? What is there a criminal thing that could happen to me for ruining land? It's criminal damage. It's a chapter of my life which I remember always trying to look for the silver lining. Mm, I must say
that's really your thing.
So while I was ruining my hands, heart, and mind doing this greenering, I thought, who needs a gym membership? I'm getting very good wrists.
Yeah.
And that was it, really.
But that's why the elderly all get into gardening. It's a very good exercise. It's sort of like horticultural yoga when you get in these weird little positions and you're trimming away. I bet you sweat like a pig when you're doing it.
I sweat like a pig. Wow.
Sweat is good past tense of sweat.
I sweat like a pig.
So obviously, looking after your flat is of primary importance. There's two threads running through your Amazon account, Adam Hess. There's lots of comedy. Tim Key, Steve Coogan, Stephen Grant. Taken for Granted DVD, very good indeed, all there. And then there's obviously this sort of domestic agenda going on as well. You have bought the Tally Mail, this is in October 2016, double layer stainless steel kitchen sink strainer waste plug. Hello,
Adam Hess. What a plug! I bought a plug!
$4.99 on a plug.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have a plug. Yeah. It was a shame. I was like, can I have some water? Well, the gravity's taking that away from me now, I'm afraid. I don't know how you lose a plug. I don't know if there's a few types of item in your life which you think you're never going to lose or even touch that much or have anything much to do with. I find it weird, like door stops, I find quite a fascinating thing. Mm-hmm. Like you don't buy one, you don't lose one. I thought plugs were also one of those things, like it's just going to always be a constant. Mm. One day me and my housemate was like, where's the plug? And I was like, you've nicked it.
Well, I've got some very sexy door stops in my house.
I thought you were going to say you've got some sexy plugs, because you can get sexy plugs.
Can you?
But do you mean,
yeah.
But so sexy door stops, sorry, yes. But the grey one, the grey one.
Oh,
the grey one.
They offend me, though. The grey one. I can't look at them.
The grey, and also, listener, if you think you don't know what I'm talking about, you know the grey one.
Yeah.
The grey one.
The worst.
You've never touched it with your fingers, but you know exactly how it would feel.
That grey store. And often it would be used in a door system where against the wall there was a black round
Absolutely.
Rubber stopper.
Huge
fan of the rubber
and
stopper.
And it had squished so much, the grey thing,
that
it doesn't really stop the door anymore.
Sometimes if you're wearing a hard heel, you just squish it down yourself for a bit of fun.
Is there any item lower down the food chain
than the grey doorstop. Wonderful question, Tom.
Do you know what I mean? That's the amoeba.
What about the chain that keeps a plug attached to the bath?
Good. However, I think that is a part of a wider thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's part.
It's not. So a, let's. Part I system. Think on its own.
So let's think. Is there something? I really like this question. What could there be?
Have you ever been grateful for a doorstop? Not really. Because no, because if it's not a doorstop, that's right. I'll find something else. I'll get a book and put it there for a couple of hours.
No, I've been grateful for a doorstop.
Okay. Spare lot. Like shoehorn. I've got a theory that no one's ever drawn a shoehorn, and I think about that a lot. And I think, what is so low that you would never have drawn it?
So what, to come up with it in the first place?
So shoehorn, you can have a quite...
Imagine if you got royalties for the doorstop design, for that grey doorstop design. Do you think that someone's out there who's made a fortune?
Because it's
Steve over there. Steve, he retired at 50, made an absolute fortune in the doorstop business.
It's clearly a design, because they're all the same one.
Yeah.
There's like this... This person's got a copyright on it being grey, and I'm going to say it's shit.
Let's go to January 2017, and the odyssey of your garden continues.
Really?
It's ridiculous. I never knew this would be such a running theme for you. You've spent $5.99 on Roundup Tough Weed Killer Spray.
Yeah, because this is when...
Just let it go. Get a gardener.
No, we were about to move out.
Oh, this is, like, when you're, this is when your flatmate steps up.
Like, you got it. He didn't step up. He said... we're about to move out, and I was like, so we had 4 months before we were about to move out, so in January I was like, I've got 4 months now.
Yeah.
So I thought, I can't cut everything, I'll just kill it. So I just ran around, I took the nozzle off, I took this because it's a sprayer, and I just started like woohoo like that, and it stunk of piss and it was everywhere.
And it's just in weed killer is just piss.
Well,
is
I don't know what it was. I mean, it was bleach, ammonia. Is bleach and piss ammonia? Is that correct?
Probably, yeah. Why not? We'll go with that.
Let's go with that. Yeah. I think that sounds right. NH4.
But did it work? Well, I don't suppose you were ever there to see the results because you moved
thousands
out.
When I moved out. I owed thousands.
That's amazing.
But, yeah.
All right, fine. So that continued. What else are we seeing here? This is very nice. $25.99, May 2017. Adam bought the Bluetooth shower speaker. Oh, I love that. Presumably, this is while you're in the shower and you want to listen to, I don't know, Noel's House Party theme.
Dispatch to Beth.
Yeah, that was once again a present for me and all my partners and I. Love, I guess we love a good podcast, and we love to stay clean.
Doing the two at once.
Yeah,
Have you ever had sex? To a podcast.
Do you think anyone's ever had sex to this podcast? That's a terrifying
to thought. A podcast.
I'd like it.
No, because I find podcasts quite a private. I don't think people often listen to them.
What, and you find sex public? I don't understand how they're not compatible.
Of course, sex is public. It's a public. It's a
Right.
It's done with. It's not a private thing. It's done with someone else.
Well,
there's.
I know what you mean, but I wouldn't say the person I have sex with is the general public. Although technically, we're all part of the general public.
I had a real problem with that distinction when I was a child. I didn't know the fact that the phrase general public existed made me assume that there were people who were not a part of the general public.
Oh, yes. Because
why would you have a distinction of the general public if someone was not outside of that?
Mm.
So every time anyone was on TV, I would ask my parents if they were a member of the general public. And
That's such a weird question. Yeah.
That is, isn't it? I got it in my head.
Like it's some sort of state.
Yeah, I kind of got it in my head that the only person that was out of it was the Queen. And at no point did my parents say that. I just worked that out.
She's probably not a member of the general public, is she?
Well,
she's royalty.
But it depends what the context. Mm. I mean, yeah, no, I don't know. Oh, sure, she's royalty, but like, who is the general public?
Mm.
I'm getting back to like
very
my 1990s.
Stuff.
I was a creepy child, I'll be honest.
All right, okay, let's move along to May 2018, 26th of May 2018. Adam Hess, you have bought two ringing service bell, hand servant service butler reception waiter shop counter.
Okay, this is, I don't know if this is too shameful. One sec.
There's no such thing, can I just say, there is no such thing as too shameful on this show. The more shameful, the better.
So... It was two hotel bells, yeah?
Yeah, you bought those like desk bells, reception desk bells.
I briefly owned two hotels.
Were they £4 million
yeah,
each?
Yeah, genuinely, I owned two hotels. And what would happen was guests would arrive while I was genuinely not at the reception desk. And people would just... No, okay, sorry. What happened was...
I was enjoying that.
It was good, wasn't it? I'm not that sort of comedian.
I was almost slightly convinced that you had two hotels.
Yeah, there was a second where I was like...
Did you?
I'm good at... I do enjoy flights of fancy, but I'm a facts man, and I would have liked to take you on this sort of hotel journey, but I don't know enough about hotels to riff believably. But the truth of the matter is, I thought it'd be really fun that if I strapped a bell to my bum and while on stage, every time I did a joke, I hit the bell.
Right.
And... are you about to ask me, did you ever have the confidence to do something so stupid? No. So I just had two bells at my house, which it's quite hard to... You know, like the sort of hoarder that we all become when you think, I might need that one day for something creative. Like, it's like certain clothes, you think, I'll keep that for a fancy dress party that I know I'm never going to be invited to. Yeah. I own a gas mask, for fuck's sake. I don't need that.
Well, to be honest, with a hard Brexit, you might need
that. Yeah, so. I need the bell for that.
I own a Queen's wig.
Yeah, like we don't need hair. This stuff. The amount, so the amount of things I own. Well, I don't know if you've seen on there, I bought, 50 Rubik's Cubes? Have you seen that?
Yeah, why the hell have you got so many Rubik's Cubes? I haven't commented on them because they just keep sort of going past, they're gliding past my eyes.
Sorry, the repetition of Rubik's Cubes.
Cube after Rubik's Cube after Rubik's Cube.
I had a plan that last year, as the audience were coming into my Edinburgh show, I'd give Edinburgh Fringe Festival's comedy. I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
Everyone who came in, they would be given a Rubik's Cube and told to mix up and then quickly give it to me. And in the 5 minutes, as everyone was coming in, I would solve all Rubik's Cubes in a... But not only just solve them, make them spell out a word. So like sort of like pixels, make them spell out the word cheer. So, and then I reveal that. And then it says cheer, so they know to cheer me to the stage.
And
that's incredible.
How often did that work?
Oh, I can't do a Rubik's Cube. It didn't work at all. But I could do that, and it would take about 5 minutes or so. But the admin of giving Rubik's Cubes to people just didn't, and it was like, and then people and like guys, men, I could just be like, so people would be too rough with them, and I just like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, you mean
so
men? You mean
men? Oh, men. Men
like to up the challenge ante. They're very
also people think. There is a way of making randomness more random by being faster or more like to make a Rubik's Cube random, you need 7 twists. That's it. And they need 1,000 twists. Like,
so did you get a lot of men going, "Nice, good luck with that one, mate. I've really done that one."
There's
for
a thing I'm doing at the moment, which I'll be doing at the end of my Edinburgh show, which is I don't do a very clever comedy. Kelsa Preece, listener. I don't very clever. Well, no, I don't do stuff about conical flasks, whatever the hell clever jokes are. But what I'm going to do in my show this year is... by the way, a listener...
conical flasks.
The two co-hosts are laughing, but they're stifling it for some terrible reason.
Why was conical flask your go-to?
Because I'm being funny. What the fuck is this?
It's not clever,
it's
Sam.
Funny. I have... conical flask. What Einstein, sold whatever the fuck his job was. But... in my show this year, what I shall be doing is I'm going to be saying, don't worry, I'm going to do nothing clever, I'm sorry. I'll just do funny, silly stuff, but then I'll just recite a dictionary at the end. And I say that as a throwaway thing, but actually I've memorised 1,000-page dictionary.
What?
I've got it on me, you can test me. And then at the end, I'm going to do it with quite a lot of fanfare. And I'll say, go to any page, I'll tell you what word is at the top.
Why didn't you just try and write some jokes instead of wasting your time doing this?
59 minutes of jokes. Go to any page. Go to choose a random page. Okay.
This is what you're going to do at the end of your Edinburgh show.
Big time. Big time.
And she's going to give you the page number, and you are going to tell us what the word is. All right.
This is the Collins English.
It's about 1,000 pages. I'm currently up to 800. I've not finished
learning it.
Have you
only memorised the top?
Yeah,
words.
Just the top corner word.
Fine.
And I think I will eventually be able to, if you choose any word, I'll tell you what page it's on. Whoa, so any word.
That's great, yeah. It's a good
okay.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Page 233.
233 is, I think, comforting? What?
Oh, it's not.
233?
Okay. Well, how long is it till
discomfort?
Oh, yeah. He sort of got it right.
Okay. By the way, also
perfect word for this
discomfort. Also, that was right. And also, caller, I did do that.
When's your first show? How long is it to your first show?
6 days. I need to learn. I need to learn 160 words.
Do you want to do one
words.
More?
Yeah, one more.
Okay.
429.
429 is ignorant.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Thank
so
you.
Good.
That's
guys,
amazing.
I had 5 hours sleep. I'm very bad at everything.
It's very impressive.
That's good to know that I need to get full night's sleep in Edinburgh to be able to do
now
this.
Now you know that. Now you know. What time is your show on?
It's at 7:15.
You're going to be absolutely grand.
Also, it's funny if you don't get it. And there's a massive
I've worked out a way to make sure if I don't get it right, the audience will look wrong. Which is just very convincing.
if in doubt, always make the audience look
yeah.
well. Adam Hess, thank you so much for dropping by. And that's an amazing party trick, even if it doesn't work in the Edinburgh show. No, I think it will.
This is a terrible party trick because I don't want to be the guy that brings a dictionary to a party.
Well, does anyone look at you when you're sitting there reading a dictionary?
I don't do that. I just have a spreadsheet. I put all the words onto a spreadsheet.
Oh, amazing.
So that I can just look at my phone because I don't want to be the guy who is looking at a dictionary.
And in that sort of annoying street entertainer way, do you just spend the 59 minutes preceding that, building up to that moment? Do you know what I mean?
I don't mention it once.
Well, you mentioned it a lot here, so everyone's going to know because everyone listens to this podcast.
Everyone.
Adam, good luck in Edinburgh, and where can we find you on the social medias? What are you at, Adam Hess, I imagine?
At Michael McIntyre. it's at Adam Hess 100 on Instagram, I think, and Adam Hess 1 on Twitter. Thank you very much.
Adam, thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm off to buy an airport.
Let's all get ourselves an airport for Christmas, Sam Baines. Thank you. We'll see you soon for more. My mate bought a toaster. You can catch us on at ToasterPod on Twitter, should you so desire. Thank you. Goodbye.
Reviews. 5-star ones. Thanks.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hello and welcome to the musical podcast. I'm Kiri.
And I'm Jade.
And I'm Dave.
Dave's on keys. But we don't play that too much because otherwise we'll have to pay some people rights money.
Yeah. We do a live show where comedians come and sing their favourite musical theatre songs in front of a live audience. This podcast
is us bringing that person inside of a building.
Welcome to Just a Minute with Jade Adams.
I panicked.
Enjoy.